This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the Villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode most Fridays at 9 o'clock. In today's show, I'm going to be telling you about the October 28th, 2023 seven-car car club show at Brownwood Square. There must have been a couple of thousand people there from 4 to 8 p.m. It was absolutely jammed. My original plan was to interview about 10 car owners of interesting vehicles. I probably got to 4 or 5, and they are in this show. It was the Ford Club, the Mustangs, Camaro Club, the BMW Club, the Mini Cooper Club, and the Mazda Miata Club. I think they could have gotten in a lot more cars because half of the streets, the side streets that they filled with cars, were only halfway full. Their loading of the square was kind of slow for clubs other than the Ford Club and the Camaro Club, which they brought right in close to 4 p.m. The others were delayed by about a half hour. It was a nice show. It was a beautiful day. A little bit cold, but the crowd came out, and it was a wonderful show. And now let's talk to a few people who brought their vehicles to the show. This is Mike Roth with Open Forum in the Villages. I'm talking with
Greg Gaffney.
Greg, I saw him coming driving into the square here with a fantastic 1951 Ford Woody. I didn't even know Ford made Woodies in 51.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what year they started, but I believe 49 is when I think they started. And I talked to a gentleman here this evening that said he has a 59 Woody here. Uh-huh. So, yeah, they're beautiful cars.
Right, right. And how thick is the wood on the car?
Thick is it?
Yeah, or is that just paint?
On the tailgate, it is painted.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The tailgate. The sides are more like a paneling. You see where you have the borders here, and those are more or less, as you can see, like a 3/4 inch on the border. This is more like a plywood.
A plywood, okay.
More of a plank, but the borders for sure are regular maple. It's called bird's eye maple. Again, about a 3/4 inch.
Wow. Have you ever had to replace any of this wood?
This is the original wood.
This is the original 1951 wood.
Yes. It was actually my father's car.
Uh-huh.
And so when he obtained it back in the 90s, then he went through the entire car, refurbished it, obviously, sanded the wood down and stained it and did everything to make it as it looks today.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, he did get a lot of compliments. Now I'm the beneficiary of that, as I get the compliments from all of his work.
So I understand this car is for sale. Why don't you tell our listeners what telephone number or how to contact you if they're interested in
a
great-looking 1951 Woody.
Well, thank you. Yeah, again, my name is Greg, and my phone number would be 505-238-4367, and I'm more than happy to show it off to anyone who's interested.
How many miles on it?
Well, there are 94,000 miles. Two owners, and it's actually still in the family. My dad bought it from a nephew in the family.
Right.
So I've got all the paperwork going back to the day that the car was driven off the floor in California.
Good. Okay. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
I'm in front of a 1952.
62. Yep.
Nash,
Metropolitan.
Metropolitan, right. I used to see them trying to sell that on Disney World.
Okay.
Right. And how long have you owned it?
I've owned it 4 years.
Why don't you tell our listeners what the best part of owning this car is?
It's so unique. Most people have never seen one, and it's something different here in the Villages.
Yeah. You got an automatic transmission?
No, it's a 3-speed on the column.
3-speed on the column.
Absolutely.
Good. And where did you happen to pick it up from?
I found it in north of Baltimore, Maryland, and had it shipped down.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Anything else you want to tell our listeners about a Metropolitan?
It's a fun little car to drive, and if you want something different, it's a great car to have around the
car. Yeah. When I looked into it, I couldn't help noticing the old-fashioned cellular phone. That doesn't still work, does it?
No, it doesn't. That technology stopped working in 1982. So back in the 50s and 60s through the 70s, that phone was operating.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm here with Clemens Policio with a Shelby
2014 GT500 with the very rare optional glass roof.
Okay, and have you ever opened the glass roof?
I have not. It's actually a fixed. It's a fixed glass roof.
It's a fixed glass roof.
Yeah. So basically, what Ford did, they removed the roof panel that's normally
the metal
there. And they put a piece of glass on it.
And it doesn't open.
It does not open.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell me, you had the car about 2 years.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure on a private road, like a racetrack, what's the fastest you got the thing up to?
I've taken it at Daytona International, 140 miles per hour.
140?
140.
Did you like the way it handled?
Yes. Very, very solid. Was it floating or anything like that? And she still had plenty more to go.
And you've had it for about?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. If you had to do it all over again, would you?
Yes, sir.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot, Lacio.
Good one.
Great. Well, I'm down here at the Miata aisle. They put all the Miatas off the square on Megason Road. Well, there's a lot of Miatas here. Well, look at this. And the Miatas, the Mazda Miata Street, Megason, looks like they could have put another 25 cars. They just have empty space half the block. Terrible shame. Open Forum in the Villages podcast. I'm here with Sam.
Leonard.
Leonard with a Mazda Miata.
This is a 2017 Mazda Miata RF, retractable fastback.
Retractable fastback.
Yes,
so,
sir.
And is that electrically powered or
yes.
hydraulic?
It's electric. It's a switch there on the dash that moves it up and down.
Yeah, that's very nice. Very nice. And the whole piece, including the glass, goes underneath?
Right. Yeah, this and this will go underneath. This will drop back down into a. See if we have another one sitting around here. It's got.
This glass piece will just sit on the top.
Yeah. This will come back and actually sit. This will go right up.
Okay. How long have you owned it?
I bought it new in 17.
In 17,
yes.
And you're happy you did it?
I love it.
Good.
Yeah. This is my third Miata. I had a 93, an 03, and then about a little over 5 years ago, we had a Miata car show up at Sumter Landing.
Yeah.
And I had my 03, and someone had one of these on the other side of the square. My wife walked over, and the guy had his top set just like that. And she come back over, and she said, "We've got to have one of these."
Okay.
So he did talk me into getting the automatic instead of the 6-speed manual.
Okay.
But I do have paddle shifters if I want to play.
Okay, and how long have you been a member of the Miata Club?
Oh, probably 7.5, 8 years.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's a great club. We've got, I talked to the president over where we're staging. We've got 219 members.
Good.
And, yeah, pretty strong showing.
Good. Thanks for being on the show with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Remember, our next episode will air live Friday at 9 a.m., or should I say pre-recorded, but that's when it'll be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022. All rights reserved.